Steve, I got a good one for you to end the show here on this Friday.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so golf cart gangs.
Golf cart gangs.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's what I said. So if you've driven around the Coronado neighborhood near downtown Phoenix anytime recently, you probably notice a lot of folks driving around in golf carts. They call themselves the Coronado Hoodlums. And yes, they know it's funny. I spoke with the founder and former Coronado Neighborhood Association president, Michael Anderson, more about how it all got started.
It's a large neighborhood, so bikes are fine, cars, meh, you know, it's a neighborhood, so you want to be able to, you know, hop in, hop out. And I noticed there was a guy running around the neighborhood who had, I'm going to call it like a utility vehicle, golf cart thing. And I stopped him one day and asked him about it, and his name's Joey. So he's the seed from which this all grew.
Huh.
And he's very interested in community building. And he thought it was a great way to connect people who might not be otherwise connected. So whether it's taking someone down to the local market or just zipping around town as it is in the neighborhood, he thought of golf carts that way, which I agree with, but I wanted to like put it on steroids because mm-hmm. I felt like because of the size of the neighborhood and just the social nature of Coronado, it was a great fit. And just by chance, my best friend from high school, I went and visited him, and he had I'm going to call it dilapidated golf cart in his front yard. It was more like yard art than actually functioning. And I said, hey, do you want to sell that to me? And he said, sure. So
there you
I hauled it back to Phoenix. He lives way out in Parker. And my wife's first reaction was, why? we don't need a golf cart. And I said, just trust me on this one. This is going to be huge. And I just started tooling around the neighborhood. And about the week two, she figured it out. She's like, all right, this is pretty awesome.
This is awesome, yeah.
There's something about just the golf cart. And they're silly, right? They're tiny cars. And
yeah.
I'm a big guy. I'm 6'7". So when I get in a golf cart, it looks really weird. And then once people started seeing me tool around, and I'm not what you would call shy, so people kept asking me about it, and I was selling it, basically. This is a lifestyle choice. Bikes are fine, but that's old news. You want an electric golf cart because of these, you know, 13 reasons.
So it's grown quite a bit, right? Like all of a sudden you have quite a few people in your golf cart gang.
Yeah, it was the running joke was I was the only member of the gang for about 2 years. Because no one really got it. And then it just a light switch flipped and we had 5, then we had 10. Now we have 69 members.
69, wow.
69, yeah, that's not 69 golf carts. Figure about 30.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's a real community building component to this. Like, has this, you think, changed the neighborhood in that regard? Like, is it an icebreaker? Is it a way to meet other people? Is it a way to get involved in this community that you're building?
Yes, for sure. One of the first things people that move into the neighborhood realize is, what the heck are all these golf carts doing here?
Because
it just doesn't make any sense. It's downtown Phoenix. You think of these in Sun City, which just in and of itself, I think is cool. The disparity between Sun City, you would think like kind of older grandparents driving around.
Yeah.
And then there's us who are like the, you know, the not so clean, somewhat rowdy group of people that just like to have fun. So it is a great icebreaker because it's a weird and it gets people talking.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I've met a ton of people through the Hoodlums. And as an extension, the Hoodlums also participate in larger events. Like we have a Christmas time parade where we decorate all the kind of like the APS light parade, but on a super small scale.
And with golf carts.
And the golf carts, right. The kids line up to watch these golf carts. And I just think it's so great that it builds that part of our community, that people connect that way through something so silly, you know?
Okay, so a logistical question for you. What's the legality of this? Like, Governor Doug Ducey signed a law a few years back legalizing them on the shoulder of the road and in some places like Sun City. But what do you have to do to make them street legal here in Phoenix, or can you?
You can. It's surprisingly easy. You need working headlights, taillights, and a horn. That's kind of it. You can't drive on the sidewalk, and it can't go more than 25 miles an hour.
Okay, so if someone wanted to start their own golf cart gang, theoretically, I'm not saying this is my idea, and how would you recommend getting into the carting lifestyle?
Well, first, find a cart. They're surprisingly easy to find in varying degrees of repair. When you get into it, I'd say just drive it around. You'd be surprised how many people just stop and ask about it. It's very much a word of mouth thing. And that's definitely how the hoodlum started, is you just start talking to people and one becomes two, becomes five, becomes 10. And then now we're, like I say, we're at 69. So just jump in like I did. I mean, you're going to have to be a club of one for about a year, but it's a heck of a lot of fun and people catch on to it pretty darn quick. So you won't be alone very much longer.
Awesome. All right. That is Michael Anderson, founder of the Coronado Hoodlums, Coronado's resident neighborhood golf cart gang. Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I would just say, if there's any other golf cart club starting, I would just warn you, we're going to have a rumble if that happens.
So rumble, I need to snap my fingers like sharks and jets, right?
Oh,
now.
I was hoping you'd snap your fingers there. That's perfect. Yes, in golf carts. You could do the dance in a golf cart.
So I was thinking about you with little ones, you could do the equivalent with big wheels.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because those make a lot of noise, too, in the driveway.
That's
so
true. Yeah. Nat's got a little push car we could try. All right, that'll do it for today's edition of the show. Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, you can always join in the conversation on Twitter. Steve is at OffCenterVoice. I am at Lauren Gilger, and Mark Brody is at Mark W. Brody.
And we will be back Monday morning with a special Memorial Day edition of the show. In the meantime, enjoy your holiday weekend. For Lauren Gilger, I'm Steve Goldstein.
I got a golf cart, golf cart, golf cart. I got a golf cart. I got a golf cart, golf cart. I made a bet that I would never forget, that I would lose my Corvette. If I win, I win his Benz. How was I to know it all began? I got a golf cart. I got a golf cart.